Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I've got a little bit of egg on my face. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that our guest this hour was going to be Walter Smaby, and that was wrong. His name is Waldo Smaby. He goes by Wally, and I don't know why I said Walter. I'm just, you know, sometimes I do that. You know me. I like to think I'm perfect, but as it turns out, I'm not. And that's always a shock to me when that's brought to my attention. But I'm glad to have Wally Smaby on the show, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president of Metalcraft Incorporated out of Iowa. And he's the Iowa 2004 Small Business Person of the Year, which makes him one of my heroes. Wally Smaby, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I apologize for missaying your name. But as I told you, and as my audience knows, with a name like Blasingame, I try to make sure I say other people's names correctly.
Well, but, I understand. I call people by the wrong name sometimes. Sometimes forget names, and people mix my name up. So it happens.
Yeah. Well, listen. Tell us about Metalcraft.
Well, Metalcraft's been around for 54 years, so we've been here a long time. We have approximately 70 employees. We sell extensively in the U.S., and about 12% of our business is globally. And we've just grown steadily over the years, and probably the most significant thing is that we've been able to make all the transitions through the different technologies, whether that be leadership or management methods, product, advertising, marketing. We've gone through about three different technologies in terms of the product itself, so we feel good that we've been able to make those transitions.
Well, tell us what that product is.
Well, we manufacture nameplates and labels, but they're specifically designed to track and control what people own or what they move, for example, mobile assets.
Mm-hmm.
So in the early stages, we were producing a metal nameplate with a stamped or indented number. And then we started the process of attaching these with an adhesive. Initially, it was a solvent-activated mm-hmm. adhesive. Then we went to pressure-sensitive. Well, then in the mid-'80s, we switched to barcodes so that people could take their inventories with an instrument rather than mm-hmm. having to do it, you know, by just personally going around and writing all these numbers down.
So these are primarily for fixed asset type of identification.
That's
like when I was in the Army, every desk, every chair, every file cabinet, every typewriter, whatever had an ID plate on it.
That's Metalcraft.
Yep. Yep.
That's what we made.
Well, when I was a commander of a unit, I had to go around and I had to sign a hand receipt for my TO&E, and I had to I had to go around and count the desks and make sure that I got all the desks that I was signing for.
Then you understand it.
Yeah, but there were no barcodes in those days. That was a long time ago.
Oh, yes, but then we went to barcode. Now it's radio frequency, call it RFID.
Exactly, and tell us about that.
Well, the product would probably still have a barcode, still be a label. On the back side of it, there will be a chip, a silicon chip, which retains the information. It's like a computer chip. And then there's an antenna. And the antenna is what allows you to receive and send the information to the chip.
Mm-hmm.
And ours is a passive, meaning there's no power there. So the power comes from some other antenna.
From the device that's reading it?
Now, yes, that's exactly right. Now, sometimes they will have a battery, which gives them additional power. That, of course, increases the cost of the tagging.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the big marketplace for that is the movement of goods or logistics.
And a lot of RFID stuff is consumables, and most of your work has been in the fixed asset type of thing, like things you can paint and kick and carry around, things that you keep. But my audience has heard, knows about the RFID because we've reported on RFID, radio frequency identification. Folks, you've heard us talk about where a little RFID chip would be woven into a shirt, and it would actually be part of how, when you check out to buy the shirt, or if you try to steal it, they would catch you going out the door, or maybe, you know, on a can or something like that of some kind of a product. Are you getting into RFID name plates or whatever for things that are consumable, not just fixed assets?
Well, that has its possibilities, but that's not really where the marketplace is right today. The marketplace is at the more macro level,
mm-hmm.
where you're identifying the pallet or a container or a case. That's where we're at right now. The consumables is one, two, three, 4 years down the road, because the cost of the RFID tag is still a little too high for that marketplace. Now,
it's not completely distributed across the channels. You got a lot of small business owners that are out there who are contributing a lot of product to the marketplace, and they still haven't got this technology incorporated into their business either, have they?
It takes a while to do that. Everything comes in phases. And the first phase would be at the more macro level, where you're identifying
right.
the bigger items, because the price of the tag has to come down. Because if you're going to sell an item that sells for $2, you can't put a 20-cent tag on there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, and that's where some of the nanotechnology, I think, is going to come in
exactly
a little bit later on. I'm sure you guys are looking into that. But, you know, now the different kinds of plates that you use, you don't just use metal in your plates, do you?
No, we have various kinds of metal, all the way from stainless steel to aluminum to lighter weight, you know, the foils. And then we do use ceramic. We use a lot of different films. Polyester is probably the main one, and then there'd be polycarbonate, some vinyl,
mm-hmm.
polypropylene. There's lots of different plastics.
How long has your company been in business?
54 years.
Wow. And the original company, tell us, there's some history with the original company there, isn't there?
Well, we had a parent that started us. We had a company by the name of K&A that started in 34, and then
mm-hmm.
the history is that we were working with the possibility of developing nameplates. Some of that came through World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had this prospect, Bostitch, which is a national manufacturer.
Right. That's what I was thinking about. And we're going to take a break, Wally. When we come back, I want you to tell us about the Bostitch thing with the stapler. That was the one I wanted you to tell us about. The 2004 Iowa Small Business Person of the Year, Wally Smaby, is the president of Metalcraft, and we're going to come right back after these messages. Stay with us.
As you stand by me.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me. Wally Smaby is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president of Metalcraft. And he is the 2004 Small Business Person of the Year as in Iowa. He's in, is it Morgan City, Iowa? Is that it?
Mason City, Iowa.
Beautiful downtown Mason City, Iowa. A beautiful part of the heartland of America. And Wally, I just want to stop for a moment and tell you how proud I am of you for being recognized, for doing the things to be recognized as one of the 50 small business persons, the top 50 small business persons of the year. And I just want you to know how proud I am of you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And I know you're proud of your 70 employees who you know, you're kind of like me, Wally, I'm sure you'd agree with me. You're like the turtle. You and I are like the turtle on top of the fence post. The crow flew by and said, "Mr. Turtle, how did you get up here?" He said, "One thing's for sure, not by myself."
Yeah. That's right.
So
that's right. And we look at it that way. We operate on a team basis, so we know what it's like to be very involved with our employees, and to we want to use the brain power of everybody, and we have a very team-based system.
I want you to talk about that for a second. But before we do, I don't want to go any further without telling our audience how they can find out more about your company. Give us your website, please.
Our website would be ID. That's the initials idplate.com.
idplate.com. It'll take you right to the company. Right there on the top, it says Metalcraft ID Plates and Labels. And there's an 800 number here too, folks. I'm going to read it for Wally. It's 800-437-5283. 800-437-5283. Check these folks out, folks. You got a nice website there, Wally.
Yes, we do.
Very nice. And folks, it'll give you a good example of how people who make products and deliver them to nationally and internationally, what a good website looks like. Wally, tell us about that teamwork thing you were telling us about with your company.
Well, we started a team-based training in 1993, and then in early 94, we put together a work team plan. We decided to implement work team plans first. So we had a group of employees put this work team plan together, and then we implemented work teams throughout the company in October 1st of 1994. And then shortly afterwards, we took training in continuous improvement and teams for that, and we implemented October 1st of 1996 continuous improvement teams. So we have... and these are true teams. It's not just saying that they're teams. They function as teams. They organize as teams. They split up responsibilities.
How have you seen the ROI since you've installed this system of management?
Well, I don't know that I can tell you exact numbers there, but
in terms of just the overall performance of your
company,
it's
allowed us to grow. We had 50 employees when we first started this. We have 70 now, and sales have continued to grow during that time, and we have continued to make a profit through that whole time. I don't actually have any numbers I can give you.
I don't need the numbers. I just wanted you to talk to us about the impact that it's had on the success of your company in terms of the efficiencies and that sort of thing.
Well, one of the things it does is it allows everybody to take on a greater level of responsibility. So if there's a need for somebody to back up or fill in for someone else and they're ready, our leadership team is very prepared to continue the business under any situation.
Cross-training.
We have low turnover, so that's one of the really big factors.
That's a biggie.
Training costs.
That's huge, isn't it?
Training, lifelong learning is a very, very big issue for us. We work with the local community college, NIAC, in a partnership to keep our education going. We have internal classes. We have advancement to management programs. We just have people prepared to step into spots whenever they're open.
Let's go back and tell us the Bostick story. I wanted you to make sure the Bostick Stapler Company, way back.
We got about
a minute.
In the late 40s, early 50s there, we had some people out of their distribution network had advertising information screen printed on staplers, and it was printed incorrectly. So they came to us to correct that, and we did that by producing a nameplate with the correct copy and put that over that area. And later on, National Bostitch liked that so well that they gave us a contract, which we had for 12 years, to produce those nameplates and to put them on staplers as an ad specialty item. The interesting thing was that 50 years afterwards, I met the guys that brought that original idea to Metalcraft. I was playing golf.
I'll be darned.
In Florida, and I met those guys. I couldn't believe it.
Wow, that's a great story. Wally, we got about 20 seconds. Last thoughts for my audience.
The main thought is the way in which you work with people. You need to have respect and love for people and have optimism that people can step forward and that they'll want to do a good job. So it's all about... how you respect your people and how you work with them and how you train them so that you're ready to keep moving the business forward.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2004 Iowa Small Business Person of the Year, when you hear him say things like that, it's no wonder that he was so recognized. Wally Smaby, thank you for being here. Thank you for all you do for your employees and for the marketplace.
Thank you very much, Jim.
We'll see you later. Wally Smaby, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget the website is idplates.com. Check that website out. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Arky C. and Cuddy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.